This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Usually here on Marketplace, we have theme music when we do the numbers, but when markets open, today's tune should probably be this one. King, the company that makes the wildly addictive mobile game Candy Crush, has its initial public offering today. The company's been valued by some estimates at as much as $7.6 billion. But like so many 80s bands you've heard and never heard of, King might be a bit like a one-hit wonder. Beyond the company's big game, are the lesser knowns worth the dollar bills? The answer might be in its revenue strategy and its digital demographic, as Kate Davidson reports.
There's a word for this, says Jack Kent with IHS Technology.
What they've managed to do is exploit the freemium business model.
That's when you download a game free but spend on extras inside the game. He says King has developed a strong analytic structure to understand how people behave. It's really good at data.
It's constantly monitoring what people do, when people spend money, what stops people playing the game, and then it builds that out into the wider audience.
And the makeup of that audience is changing. Lewis Ward with IDC says most people spending money within mobile games generally are women. He says King's success is about more than big data. It's about marrying that data with game development.
Is that they have a set of capabilities internally to produce games that are pretty addictive and that get women in particular to open up their wallets.
Now analysts want to see if the company can produce a string of successes, not just a Candy Crush cash cow. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.